We'll begin this discussion with a very short story. This is the story of Second World War, and it was narrated by one English author, Leslie Weatherhead. This is the story of Second World War, as I said, and in that story, it's a story of two soldiers. One of the soldiers, one evening, comes home to his trench and he sees that his friend is not there. So somebody tells him, "Your friend is badly wounded in the war." And that was in the morning. Now it's evening. He must have died by now. But this person, this another soldier, he insists that he wants to go and search his friend. The officer tells him, "There's no point in going. Please do not go. He must have died by now." But he says, "No, I want to go." It was evening, and to go on the front at that time was very much a risky task. The officer explains him that if you go, it is possible that your friend who is already dead and you will also get wounded, injured, or even you may die. So it's waste of time to go at this point. Leave your friend. He says, "No, I have to go." And this another soldier, he goes. By midnight he arrives. He himself now badly wounded, and he is carrying one dead body on his shoulder. And he comes to the trench and he falls down. The person who he was carrying on his shoulder was his friend. The friend was already dead. And this soldier who had gone to bring that soldier, his friend, he is also badly injured. There's head injury everywhere. Injuries, bruises, and a bullet in his chest. And he falls down. The officer says, "See, I told you not to go. I told you not to go. Still you went. See, your friend is already dead. And now you are also dying. What was the utility? What have you achieved by going like this?" So this person says, "My going has not gone in waste. Because when I reached my friend, he said one thing before dying. He said, 'Jim,' his name was Jim, 'Jim, I knew you would come.' And after that, his friend died." What he said? "Jim, I knew that you would come." So, for this reason, because he had made promise to his friend that he would come, even though he knew that he must have dead also, but still he went just to hear this, but such profound words. It is as if a trust personified, and this is the greatest of all the friendship. In Bible somewhere it is said, what is love? The sign of the greater love is that you lay down your life for somebody. That is the love. In English there is a very good saying, when all others walk out, friend walk in. Friend is the one who walks in when all others walk out. So in today's Murli, Baba is focusing on a very special relationship. Yesterday also that sister was telling us which relation she enjoys most with Baba. Most of the double foreigners, if you see, they enjoy Baba as friend. They don't like him so much as father. They don't like so much as his mother, no. Not even a companion, not even a beloved, but yes, companion. So they love him more as a friend. So in today's Murli, Baba has said, he is Khuda, Dost, Godly Friend. This is eternal friendship. This is relationship of imperishable love. This is relationship of imperishable love. This is eternal friendship. Nowhere in the entire cycle you will get such a friend. You have forged all relationship with one. And he has come to meet all his godly friends. And he has said another very beautiful thing in today's Murli. Why you are godly friends? Because you are the one who have only one God as a friend and none else. Let's explore this relationship of God as friend. He is our friend. Baba has said, when you meet friend, or rather he is giving example of friends, when friends meet, what do they do? They sing, they dance, they chat, they share. He has also another given another place, example of sharing. You share everything with your friend. You don't fear. You share everything with your friend. So sharing, caring, loving, talking, laughing, singing, eating together, everything we do with our friend. In the same Murli, Baba has said, Baba is taking you to a picnic today. In picnic, giving and taking of gifts. So let's first come to this point. What is true friendship? What is the definition of true friendship? As is very much evident from the story which I told, where a person knew that his friend is dead, still he went to the front and he brought his dead body of his friend. But he has such a deep, profound satisfaction. Before dying, the friend said, Jim, I knew you would come. Because he had made promise that his friend will come. Because he knew that he was waiting as if for his friend, as if he had pushed off death for some time with his willpower, because he was waiting for his friend. And his friend came, he said this to his friend, and then he died. So, what is true friendship? That is the first question. Second, what is the difference between divine friendship and worldly friendships? And third question is, if God is our true friend, what do we need to do with him? Let's come to first question. What is true friendship? Yes, Shambhai. True friendship means one has to be faithful. Okay, then. We don't hide anything from our true friend. There is no fear. Otherwise, you know, in the worldly friendship, there is always a fear. We tell some deep secret of our life to a particular person, and that person, the news is making the rounds. The news is spreading everywhere like wildfire. And it becomes so difficult. So, yeah. That is also in the first only. So, first thing is, we should have faith. Faith of a true friend is the one who is faithful. Okay. A true friend is the one with whom you can share anything and everything. Third, there should be transparency between two friends. Lot of clarity. Clarity should be there. Then, lightness. It is not that it so happens that sometimes we become heavy when we are in presence of some particular people. Why? Because we know that they are the people who malign us, who speak badly of us. So moment we know that they are the ones who are spreading something about us, so we feel little heavy. But a friend is the one in whose presence your heart, your head becomes light. So that is another quality. True friend is courageous, okay? Then mutual understanding, a deep and profound sense of understanding. Even if they have not spoken, they understand each other. They understand each other's silence. Words are not necessary. Words are secondary. It is just the silence. Somebody has not spoken. Somebody has not clarified himself. Somebody has not told that this is the, is not justifying, not rationalizing. And still, we understand. So, understanding. Then, sacrifice. To lay down one's life for somebody is to be true friend. Lay down one's life for somebody. That is to be true friend. Then? Yeah? They are equal. Yeah, only equal people can become better friends. Equal wavelength, equal thoughts, equal feeling, equal emotions. One should not feel that I am greater than him. Friend should be ever ready for help. Okay? All the times. It is not that during the good times I am with you and you have bad times, bye bye. There is a very good story of two friends who were camping in the woods, and they were taking their morning tea, and suddenly they heard a grizzly bear making some voices in the bushes, some rustle in the bushes, and what they find to their utter surprise, they find that a big bear is coming running. So one friend starts tying up his shoes. So other friend says, do you think you are going to outrun that bear? He says, there is no question of outrunning that bear. I am trying to outrun you, not the bear. So that sort of friendship exists in this world. Let what happen to our friend, I should be safe. All friendships are so selfish, so selfish. We see ourselves. So friend, true friend is the one who stays with you in all times. Adverse situations, favorable situations, all situations, who is with you. He is the true friend. That is the mark of true friend. Okay. Any other point, Arun bhai? True friend is trust. We said about faith and trust are same. Anything else other than that? They were very happy when they met. In today's Murli Baba is saying, godly friend has come. He is pleased. He has not come to give knowledge. In today's Murli, Baba has said, he has come to celebrate meeting. He has not come to relate knowledge this time. It is not that every time he will come and give knowledge only. Yesterday he said, I have come to give injection of knowledge. He is a supreme surgeon. Imagine, okay, once if a doctor comes to your house, it is okay. But every day if a doctor comes with an injection, then? Kamlesh, if every day one doctor comes and says, let me give you a shot, you will say, please come next time. I am alright, I am happy. Even if you are not happy, even if you are not well, you will say, I am happy. Please spare me, you can go. Or they always prefer tablets. You know, or in our OPD, people come and I tell them, you need to take these shots of vitamins. Is there any alternative? People fear injections. So, if a surgeon comes daily, people will say, no, please. They will shut the doors. So, Baba has said, Baba has not come to relate, give knowledge today. He has come to celebrate meetings. And he has come as godly friend. And he is reminding us that, look at yourself. In the entire cycle, did you ever find such a friend like me? You will never find such a friend like me. He said this word, my Baba. Father has come and said, my children. You can't understand my Baba. Father has come and he has found you. You have not found him. Remember, you have not found him. He has found you. You were just searching and groping in the dark. You didn't know where to find, what to find. You're just moving from pillar to post, searching him. Nowhere you could find him, nor in any of the pilgrimage places, nor through any one of your gurus. In one of these, Sakar Murli Baba has said, you were drowned in bhakti so much that only one hair was visible. I came and pulled you with that hair. So, he is our true friend. Now come to this point. He will accommodate you. Yeah. With all your faults, with all your imperfections, with all your failings, with all your defects, with all, and still he will accommodate you because he is ocean. He is ocean. He doesn't see at your failings. In the similar Murli, today's Murli, Baba has said, Baba is singing the song of specialities of you children. Baba is singing the song of speciality. See, he is a poet, he is a lyricist. He has composed so many songs. Because every child is full of specialities. So he is singing the song of specialities of each child. That is his. He is saying this. So, now we come to the point, what is true friend we saw. Why God is our true friend? Or we can say, what is the difference between worldly friendship and divine friendship? Worldly friendship, as you said, it is selfish also, most of the time. They see each other's faults and imperfection after some time. Not every time they will see each other's virtues. Not every time they will speak good. Sometimes they will pass such comment, they will send such an arrow of sharp words that will pierce your heart and the bleeding will never stop. Unhealing wound. There's a very good picture somebody had sent to me. In that picture, somebody is struck by arrow on his back. He is not unhappy. But when he saw that bow and arrow were in the hands of his friend, that time he felt sorrow. Julius Caesar and Brutus. Shakespeare has written a novel, Julius Caesar. Envious Casca has killed, so that Brutus killed Caesar. They were friends, but Brutus killed him. There's a very good lecture, world famous lecture, Friends, Roman and Countrymen, Lend Me Your Ears. Mark Antony is talking with the crowd and he is telling the crowd how Brutus killed Julius Caesar. So that's a breach of trust. Breach of trust. That happens in worldly friendship. But how this godly friendship, divine friendship is divine from that worldly friendship? God never distrusts you. God never throws you into lurch. God is unconditional love. That love is so conditional, bounded by boundaries. That love is actually, that is dependent on circumstances. If everything is good, you are a friend. The moment you stop helping them, they are no more your friend. They have a lot of expectations, and if you don't fulfill their expectations, they change. Chameleon. They change. They keep on changing all the time. That is the nature of worldly people. So, that is worldly friendship. Again, God's friendship and world's friendship, worldly friendship difference. Unconditional forgiveness. Here, there, if you commit some mistake, that friend may never forgive you. But God says that I forgive you, and not just forgive you, I accept you what you are. Whatever you did in your life, I accept you as you are. Such an unconditional love. So, that is God's love. God's friendship. He is always with us. He never leaves us. He is always with us, He always loves us, He always trusts us, He always encourages us. And He is willing to take, whatever we give to Him. Our faults, our imperfections. So that is the difference between worldly love and godly love. The similar question is, if God is our true friend, what do we need to do with Him? He is our true friend. What are our responsibilities towards this supreme friend? He is Khuda Dost. What are our responsibility towards him? We should be very much clear. We should be very much transparent. Okay, then. Yeah. We keep him with us. That is a mark of true friendship. We always stay in his company. Then, we should be loyal to him. And we should do what he likes. He likes the most is purity. What he likes the most? Purity. So we have to remain pure because he likes purity. And if we want to become his friend, be with him as his friend, stay with him as his friend, we want him also as a helper, then we have to follow. We have to obey. Obedience is another thing. Though it's not exactly the correct word to be used, but yes, friends obey each other. They obey each other, they love each other, they are loyal to each other, they have trust in each other, they share everything. They are honest with each other. See, there are different types of friends nowadays. There are some friends, they are professional friends. They don't share emotional things. They are known as professional friends. There are two friends, like there is some word as romance in English. There is also one word as womance and bomance. Bomance is two men together. Womance is two women together in a romantic relationship. They are also sort of friends. Then there are professional friends, agentic friends. They are like only professional things. Then there are study friends. They study together. That's it. They come together for studying. That's it. Friend. Timely friend. There are friends who help you only during the time of need. Otherwise, they maintain relationship. Otherwise, they maintain distance. They maintain distance with you. They come, they help, that's it. There are some friends, like old people you must have seen, they sit in the evening. Park friend. Yeah, so train friends. Sympathetic friend. They come and they sympathize with you sometimes. There are some friends who are always there to hurt you. They are always willing to hurt you, pass comment on you. Always say something bad about you. But yes, they maintain relationship. That is known as phenemy. In English, there is a word, a person hate and love relationship. Loveful as well as hateful at the same time. Phenemy. Phenemy means the word has come from effi, fe, friend and enemy. Together. Phenemy. That is, there are like this. Some people are like that. You sometimes don't figure out whether he is my friend or my enemy. I don't just understand what is he. So all this, so some friend take you for granted. They never thank you. In great friends, they just think that you are there, so you will do everything for them. They never come and express their gratitude. They take you for granted to the extent that sometimes you have to suffer also. So that is that. So God is our supreme friend. His love is unconditional. You can share with him everything. You have no fear that he will leak it. He will leak out your information or something what you told him. So that is very important point in today's Murli. We will discuss just two points from today's Murli. One is this, God as a friend. Second thing, Baba has said you have come for a picnic. So you have to give some gift to Baba and you have to take some gift from Baba. What is the gift that you give to Baba? Gift of just two words. Always clear and careful. If you have these two things, you will become cheerful. This is the gift you have to give to Baba. You have to take one gift from him. Which is the gift we have to take from him? Trimurti, Tilak. Apply points, three points. Whatever happens in the drama, let it happen, good or bad. Just apply a tilak. Keep this always in your treasure store of memory, of your intellect. Never lose this gift. Now we come to the main point of today's Murli, and that is constantly clear. Baba has said three things about this. Whatever happens, you should just make it clear with yourself. with Bab Dada and with your instrument souls. This has got three dimensions. Make it clear with yourself, one, second with Bab Dada, and third with instrument souls. Whatever happens, do not raise the questions why and what. Do not raise such questions why and what. Put a full stop. How to make ourselves clear? That is the first thing. In this, Murli Baba is meeting with so many groups. I am not going into the details of those that we will see in evening class. Baba is meeting 19 different countries. 19 different countries. He is starting with Japanese dolls. And he has given them a work that you have to bring the biggest and the most beautiful bouquet. This Chinese doll say, my Baba. First he started with, Japanese. Japanese dolls, in Japan dolls are quite famous. Dolls of warriors, dolls of bride, dolls of war front, dolls of householders. Different brides are there. They have dolls, very famous dolls. So he is starting with Japan, then he is coming to France. France, they don't understand language, but they understand Baba. So beautiful statement Baba has said. France, they don't understand language, but they understand Baba. Jadi Janki was sharing one day in this evening class in Pandabhavan once, ki one person came to me and he kept looking at me, one foreigner, and Dadi was saying many things to him and he was nodding his head. So somebody asked, are you understanding? Dadi asked him, are you understanding? So he said, I don't understand what you speak, but I understand you. I don't understand what you speak, but I understand you. So Baba is saying here, France, he is meeting France group. So France, they don't understand language. Then Baba is meeting Germany, America, Australia. Then he is meeting mothers of Trinidad. They are always dancing. Then he is meeting four Kumaris of Mauritius. They are not four, but 400. Because one Kumari is equivalent to 400 Brahmins. Then he is meeting New Zealand, which is powerful. Then he is meeting Poland. Then he is meeting Brazil and Mexico. They are so far off. But Baba said that one day their sound will wake up the Kumbhakarnas of India. Then he met Guyana. He said they are very much special because they are VIP at the same time. They are air. Yeah. Then he is talking with America. They are opened up so many centers in America. A day will come when this White House, will become the lighthouse. You will become victorious over the White House. Then also he is meeting with San Francisco, which is in America. And he is saying very beautiful thing there. You have to have a powerful stage. You have to have a powerful stage. Because the flames of destruction will arise from America. They will do their task in 15 seconds. You should be able to do the task of establishment in 1 second. So for that, along with being knowledgeful, you should be powerful. Then he is talking with Dubai. One person of Dubai is equivalent to 100,000. Then he is meeting Trimurti of Canada. In each Trimurti, the whole world is merged. See, if you see this entire Murli, Baba is talking with each group and talking with as if the entire world is in them. He is talking with Malaysia and he is saying to them, in them is close and loving souls. Baba is seeing them. Do you hear the sounds of those close and loving souls who are merged within you? Whole world is merged within you. So in this way, he's also meeting Hong Kong. He's also meeting Barbados. He's also meeting Poland. So about total 19 as I counted. So different countries. And he has also said that in the next time when you come, probably Baba may not mention the names of all of these. Now, how they mention? Baba, 400 double foreigners have come from 100 countries. That's it. This is how they mention now. Here, Baba is meeting with each one of them personally. And talking with them that in you is merged the whole world. In you is merged the entire world. So this was just, and then he said one more thing. This churches, temples, mosques, and Gurudwaras, on their rooftop, one day one voice will come. Now they call out Allah, God, Father. A day will come when the voice will come, our Baba has come. You will be seen as angels. Just as crowds spread, you will get spread in the entire sky. And the whole world will see you, whole world will search you. And you are the predestined angel. Though there are fluctuations now, but those fluctuations will end, and from your mouth a word will come. What is that word? Maya has gone and we have become the conqueror of Maya. Maya has gone and we have become the conqueror of Maya. This word will arise from your lips, from your mouth one day. So this is in short about the Murli, but we will now come to the main point. We have 10 more minutes now. We'll come to the main point. The main point of the Murli is clear. How to make ourselves clear. Clear with yourself, clear with oneself, clear with Bab Dada, clear with instrument souls. I add one more thing to that, instrument souls and other souls. Come to first thing. How to make clear with oneself. And clear of what? Clear of self-guilt. Clear of complexes, inferiority complex, superiority complex, clear of waste, clear of negativity, clear of self-victimization. We have to make our heart clean. We have to make our heart clear of all these things. There should not be confusion within ourselves. When I know my consciousness is clean, I need not to fear anybody in this world. The whole world is against me, but I need not to fear. Because my consciousness is clear, because I have seen my conscious. It is clean. It doesn't have any hatred, clean of hatred, of subtle jealousy, of subtle vices. It has got nothing of these things. So I need not to fear anybody. My heart is clean. So first is to make our own heart clean. Second is to clarify everything with Bab Dada. Sit with him and talk with him. This is what I did. If you think it is wrong, it is wrong. But according to my intellect, according to my wisdom, I think this is what I did and this is what is the result. I need not to give justification to the world. I need not to rationalize myself before the world. This is what I did and what I am. To clarify with Bab Dada. And third, which is most difficult. These two are simple. Third, which is most difficult, is clarify with instrument souls. Even difficult than that is to clarify with other souls. Because everybody is at a different level of understanding. Everybody is not at the same level of understanding. Everybody has understood this knowledge in a very different manner. It depends on what is his childhood background. Also, it depends on their educational level. If suppose a person is absolutely uneducated, I am talking of worldly education. They have not got their basic educations and they just come in this sacrificial fire. Probably their understanding of knowledge also is less. So, these first two things are little easier. To clarify ourselves with oneself, to clarify one's own heart, to clarify with Bab Dada. Most difficult task is to clarify with instrument souls. Even instrument souls, we can go and tell them if they are very understanding. We can tell them, yes. So many people used to come to Dadi and they would share everything and Dadi would understand them. But it may sometimes may not happen that the instrument soul is not understanding. So that becomes a difficult thing. And most difficult is to make it clear with others. People have got their fixed opinions. As I said, it depends on their background. What is their educational background? Okay, even if they are not educated, but what their depth of understanding this knowledge? How far they have gone and they understood this spiritual knowledge also? People have become Baba's children and yet they are spiritually uneducated. This knowledge is so deep. You have to study this day and night, that only that time you understand this knowledge. It is not that just you keep on doing service and you understand this knowledge. Of course, service is important, you get a lot of blessings. But for understanding this knowledge, you need to have a deep churning. Without deep churning, you are not going to understand this knowledge. So how far that other person has churned this knowledge? if that person has not churned, you can't expect him to understand you. They might not understand, they will never understand. Time alone will make them understand things one day. Till that time, wait and watch. You have made yourself clear. You have made yourself, your heart clear before yourself, before Baba, also before instrument soul, also before others. Now it is up to them how much they understand. It is not that we remain shut, but in very polite terms, we make them understand what we did. In spite of that, if they don't understand, then we can't do. Then that is the next step. Baba said, a gift from Bab Dada. Gift of Trimurti, Tilak. Apply a full stop. And unless and until you are constantly doing this, you can't remain constant and stable. You have to clear and careful. Second word is careful. You have to remain careful. When these two things are there, then the third thing will come automatically. That is cheerful. So the crux of the entire Murli is to make God our friend. That is the main point. Second, to make ourselves clear, constantly clear. Third, to remain careful all the time, to be attentive all the time. Yesterday's Murli, I think, yesterday or day before, you have to do all the things with understanding. You have become 100% senseless. You were 100% sensible once upon a time. Now you have become senseless. Otherwise, Maya will make you do some mistake. She will force you. So that is why doing everything with understanding, with the stage of Trikaldarshi, doing everything attentively, not in the state of slumber or sleep or carelessness or laziness. No. Then you remain cheerful. And last thing is, you have to take one gift from him. Gift of applying stop. Stopping power, starting power. Apply full stop now. That's it. Past is past. Past is gone. It is not going to come back no matter what you do. Even God cannot make that past come back. It has happened, isn't it? It has happened. Full stop. So this is one homework. And another thing which Baba said, Baba is meeting with so many different groups. So many groups. And he is giving homework to so many groups. And the last thing, San Francisco, Baba is saying you have to make your stage powerful. This is the fourth or fifth homework from today's Murli. You have to make your stage powerful. Along with knowledgeful, you have to become powerful. So let us invent, devise, find out a way, a strategy. What should I do so that my stage becomes powerful? Why am I fluctuating now? Why so much upheaval with little up and down of circumstances? My stage should remain powerful. So let's read this Murli again today. Churn it very deeply. What I told just now, because of shortage of time, just in short I explained things what I understood. And we have the whole day with us. Churn this Murli deeply. Go into the depth of it. And make our stage powerful, make ourselves cheerful, make him our eternal, imperishable friend. Om Shanti.